States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to make a motion to amend the agenda to include flagger training, which we only received an email about on Monday and therefore was not on the agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'll entertain a motion regarding minutes.
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes from previous meeting.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Shahana, the treasurer's report, please.
Sure. Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $575 from sewage, $450 from zoning, $27,897.79 from the tax collector, $300 from magisterial district court, and AM Trust reimbursed $823 for overpayment. So there is $340,621.42 in Wayne Bank investment account, $9,196.89 in Wayne Bank general account, $13,751.31 in Wayne Bank payroll account, $7,685.47 in NBT Bank account, $15,601.99 in Pliggett general account, and $128,767.76 in Pliggett liquid fuels account. And that's all.
Thank you, Shahana.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster?
Okay, the last couple of weeks we've been trying to clean up from the winter. We've been up on the upper end of the fire tower, cleaning a lot of leaves and stuff out of the ditches. We're working on cutting shoulders and stuff on back on Shakopee Road. Got most of the trucks, everything's tore down basically for from winter, so we can start using them in the summer and stuff. We've been busy. We had some pipe issues up on fire tower also, blocked up with branches and leaves and from all the heavy rains and back and forth. But all the pipes and stuff are open now. The one at the bottom of Vandemark and Deep Brook is slowly washing itself out. We got all the roots and stuff out of that. I had the guys go out last week and they checked all of our catch basins to see if they need to be pumped out or anything, and no, all of our catch basins are in good shape. PennDOT has been changing pipes up on Foster Hill up through there towards Bob's house, and that's creating more water down in our area now too, because the pipes are now clean and it's running. We're getting a lot more water down in the Moon Valley area. So we'll have to keep an eye on that also. Like Rachel just said, we have a flagger course coming up. I'd like to have the road crew go to this flagger course. It's going to cost us $55 per employee, but it's one of the mandated things from PennDOT if you're going to be directing traffic on an open public highway. It's scheduled here on June 15th, 2023 at the Training Center in Blooming Grove. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we send our road crew to the flagger training on June 15th, 2023.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Do we have anything from zoning? No. Public participation number one. Mr. Ryan?
Weedfield Village over here. Mm-hmm. When are you going to fix the potholes in there?
It's not our road.
Whose is it?
Property Owners Association.
It is.
When it comes to Foster Hill Road, when are they going to cover up the pipes themselves?
Because ask PennDOT.
All right, then.
It's PennDOT's road.
My poor tires can't take it anymore.
The upper end of it, we got about a half mile. The far end of it.
Yours isn't touched, though.
Huh?
Yours isn't touched.
No. The whole arm from Harvard Street all the way up above 84. If you follow the yellow line going up Center Lane, mm-hmm. when that stops, that's the end of PennDOT. Yeah, that, they're all PennDOT cuts. If you think they're bad, go out on Log Tavern.
Oh, I avoid that road for like the life of me. I don't trust it.
There's three of them out there that are really bad.
Yeah, they had to shut the road down a couple days while they addressed them because so many people were getting flat tires there.
Well, I called right yesterday and they are bad. There's one car sitting there with two flat tires.
Mm. That's not good.
With bent rims.
Question.
Yes, Mr. Pittman.
Yeah, what's the bid on doing the paving on Shakopee Road at third of a mile?
That I haven't got it yet. Doesn't come in until June 5th, right. Bill.
Next meeting.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
I have an estimate on too, but I can't say that.
Well, the engineer's estimate,
too perhaps? Much.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to say it out loud anyway.
Right.
Shahana. Do we have any more public participation? No? Shahana, Secretary's report, please.
Sure. Thank you. Penny Lourdes sent her notice of resignation from the Milford Township Board of Supervisors. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation sent a notice of payment of state police fines and penalties. Brian Snyder sent Pike County Road Task Force minutes and agenda. Mr. Mazinski sent Pike County Comprehensive Plan Survey. Any and all assistance would be greatly appreciated. Pike County Tax Administrator sent summary of county and township tax revenue. Pike County Assessment Office sent change of assessments. Pike County Conservation District sent an inspection of earth disturbance inspection report. Department of Environmental Protection sent a technical deficiency letter. Mr. McNada thanked the parties and council and the administration of the Delaware Valley School District for their kind cooperation and assistance in providing their facility for the conditional use hearing regarding national land developers. This one is from Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. Pennsylvania Broadband Development Authority will release grant program guidelines for a $45 million Pennsylvania multipurpose community facility program. The public comment period is now open. Laura M. Orban, the office manager of Penn State Extension, Pike County, sent a press release for Pike Twilight Pond Walk. Woodland Design Associates sent Milford Township Community Planning Survey, and this the online survey has been updated as well, and it's live. And I received a newsletter from Columns, and that's all.
As we were discussing during the workshop, doing the community survey during voting yesterday was very successful. We had a very large amount of public participation, and the consultant has indicated to us that it was the largest that he's seen in any of the communities they've worked in. So we thank the people of Milford Township and the voters who, you know, took the time, took a couple extra minutes yesterday to fill out the survey for us. And they'll be giving us the results at one of the upcoming Planning Commission workshops, but I'm sure it won't be the very next one. Old business, we don't have any. New business, Penny's resignation letter. We thank Mrs. Lourdes for her dedication and service to the community. She's just indicated to us that she cannot serve the remainder of her term, and that it was a pleasure and honor to serve the people, the wonderful people of Milford Township, and we wish her the best on her next endeavors. Do you want to add anything, Gary?
Nope. She was a good supervisor. She was dedicated for the year she was here.
I'll make a motion that we accept the resignation of Mrs. Lourdes, which is merely a formality.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item that we have to address is the appointment of a new supervisor. There's a period of time that the supervisors are given in order to replace a supervisor when there's a vacancy. However, Given that we have the next hearing of an important matter that's going to persist for an extended period of time, only next week, and given the fact that we had elections yesterday and there was only one candidate who, you know, ran for Mrs. Lohr's seat to replace her, I'm inclined that we would appoint Mr. DiLorenzo.
I agree.
Okay. Is there any public comment? Does anybody want to make any comment about that before we act? No? I'll make a motion to appoint Robert DiLorenzo to the unexpired term of Penny Lohr's, effective immediately.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Come on up, Bob.
No, he's got to get sworn in.
Yeah, he's sworn in first.
Oh, okay. So can you make arrangements to do that at the county tomorrow by the end of the week?
Yeah.
You can go right to Debbie's office to get sworn in also, Bob.
If you don't.
She can do it.
Voluntary will do it, too.
Yeah, voluntary, Debbie. Doesn't matter.
It was important to me.
You have to register it with a voluntary anyway, right? Has to be filed in
the certificate that you, yeah, they have a certificate that you want to get.
Yeah.
And she has to have when you're done.
They'll give you an oath.
Right.
Yep.
That, it's important that Mr. DiLorenzo have the opportunity, every opportunity that the rest of the board has to ask questions during the upcoming hearings. And I personally wouldn't want to disadvantage him by not giving him that opportunity next Monday. He's already missed one leg of the hearing that he's going to have the lovely experience of reviewing the transcript for. But I wanted to make sure that, Bob, that you have, you know, the full chance to sit at the table on Monday and ask questions like the rest of us. So,
Bob, if you go to the town attorney's office, just ask him if they need a letter or something from us saying that you were appointed.
All right.
I'm not sure how that works.
Shauna, if you want to draft a letter like that ASAP, just indicating that at tonight's meeting, Mr. DiLorenzo was appointed by the sitting supervisors to replace the unexpired term of Penny Lohr's.
Sure.
Effective immediately.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Other public participation.
Why is not the wellhead on the agenda?
We do not have the county comment yet. County comments are due back by the 30th of this month, so it will be on the agenda for the June 5th meeting because we'll have the comments back by then.
All right.
When was it sent to them?
April 30th. Anything else? No? I'll make a motion that we pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Aye.